It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. That brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. It's a gorgeous day out there today.
Absolutely. It's going to be beautiful. And I think that rodent was right. honestly. Each and every Tuesday, Megan brings us guests. And today is no exception. Who did you bring?
Yes, I'm delighted to have Jen and Katie here from the Free Clinic of Central Virginia to talk about the colon cancer 5K coming up. And there's lots of ways to help. And so if you've ever run or participated in a 5K or you've helped volunteer for one, this is another opportunity to do so. And so they're going to tell us more about that just coming up in a few weeks.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for taking time this morning to talk about your organization and your event. So tell us, you've got the 5K coming up, and specifically, it is the colon cancer 5K. Obviously, that is a serious situation, but why did you focus solely on colon cancer?
So colon cancer is definitely one of the fastest growing cancers in the country in folks under 45. That's really our demographic that we serve at the Free Clinic. A lot of the underserved community do not have access to proper testing. They do not really know the signs and symptoms to be looking for. But as we've really gotten further into this, we've realized that that's not just a problem in the underserved community. Mm-hmm. It really has no barriers. Colon cancer is going after younger and younger folks, and we have decided to make this one of our missions at the Free Clinic to really increase awareness of colon cancer throughout the community and do a lot of education about early screening and detection.
Okay. You had mentioned something off air that was really telling in terms of when or if you notice symptoms, you may already be way too far along. Tell us about that.
So, you know, a lot, unfortunately, we have a giant 6-foot inflatable colon that we're taking around town, and we're using this for education.
Wait, okay.
You heard me right.
All right, we'll get back to that.
Yes.
Okay.
So pivot. The thing that we've really recognized is when we take it places, you know, I'm a nurse. I'm always surprised at people, ew, gross. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think that that's a big part of the problem with screening. You know, everybody poops. I hope this doesn't make people really uncomfortable and change the station, but it's just big facts. And, you know, once you hit the point where you're symptomatic with colon cancer, unfortunately, you're typically in a later stage of the disease.
Wow.
So stage one has a 5-year survival rate of greater than 95%. Stage
okay.
two is greater than 91. And then once you get into where you really start showing symptoms, which is stage 3 and 4, 5-year survival rates drop to 50%. And then stage 4 is 11% 5-year survival rate. So screening really changes and saves lives. So we're really trying to start a campaign to get people to look at their poop. We're going to be taking this colon around year round. It's not going to be just in March, because we really think that we can save lives and increase access to these screenings in the community.
That's fantastic. And all kidding aside, I can't wait to see this colon all around town.
You're welcome. Okay.
Good. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm gonna dine on that for quite some time. All right. So you have some opportunities for not only people to register for the race, but you also have volunteer opportunities as well.
We do. So you can volunteer. You can go through the Share Greater Lynchburg website. There's some links there to get volunteer opportunities. We know not everybody likes to run or walk, so we have opportunities for volunteers to do anything from handing out water cups to signing up racers to really helping us set up and take down the race, which is always the most fun part.
And with races, you know, everything from packet pickup to all of those things. There's always an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And we have such a lovely running community that tends to support one another through all these different races. It seems like there's a group that goes from event to event and assists with these things. So we definitely want you to come out for this. And what is the date for the event?
It is March 23rd. That's a Saturday, and it's going to be at Peaks View Park.
Okay. All right. And you can learn more if you visit the Share Greater Lynchburg website. Go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org and just look for the free clinic. You can just type that into the search bar, Free Clinic of Central Virginia, and it'll bring up their page. And then there's all the information about the Colon Cancer 5K, which is taking place on Saturday, March 23rd. From 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. So if you want to volunteer, or if you want to, can you still sign up for the race?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
You have till March 11th to sign up and get a t-shirt.
Okay.
And Katie, what time does the race start?
9.
Yes.
9. Awesome.
So for racers, it's 9 a.m. And both volunteers and racers both get a t-shirt. Everybody loves a t-shirt.
Absolutely.
But you have to sign up by March 11th to be able to do that.
Okay. So tell us about your organization in general.
The Free Clinic is a nonprofit located here in Lynchburg, Virginia. We're right on Main Street, but we serve all of Central Virginia. So for those listeners that are in Amherst or Campbell County or Rustburg or areas outside, we offer medical, dental, and comprehensive services to our patients, and we do that free of charge. We do have, you know, some eligibility criteria, but we really talk you through that when you call. And if we can't help you, we're going to find somebody who can. Mm-hmm. So if you ever feel that you're not able to have access to care, please call us, and we're here to help.
About how many folks in any given month or year do you guys serve?
We serve about 5,000 individuals a year.
Wow.
Dental is something that is a growing gap in our community.
Okay.
For people having access. So we've really started increasing our numbers. We actually got grants and were able to hire a full-time dentist. So that's been
tremendous.
Huge.
Great.
And one of our new initiatives is we are serving high school students.
Okay.
So if you're a high school student or you have a child that's on Medicaid and you're not able to get them into a dentist, and they're struggling with dental pain, that's some of the worst pain that there is.
Yeah.
And we will see those patients. So just give us a call for access to that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing that information. And I've always been really, really impressed with the number of volunteer hours. Speaking of volunteers, the number of volunteer hours that doctors donate to the free clinic. It is a staggering amount. And it's amazing to see the giving nature of our community.
It truly is. And that's one of the things we love about our partnership with Share Greater Lynchburg is the ability to, you know, we were founded by volunteers. We were founded by a group of people in a church basement that realized that they needed to make a change because there were a ton of people in this community who didn't have access to care.
Wow.
And the first day the doors were open in 1987, there was a line down the street of, I think, rumor has it, you know, the upwards of 50 people seeking care. And we cannot do what we do without partnerships. You know, collective impact is so important, especially in communities like ours. And being able to work with Megan and Katie can call each other when, you know, there's openings or things going on in either organization that we need to, you know, increase awareness for or get volunteers for. And we're just so thankful for those partnerships.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for everything that you do and for joining us on the program. You can learn more by visiting sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type in Free Clinic of Central Virginia and you'll find all the information for the Colon Cancer 5K, which is coming up in March. So register today. And if you want to be a volunteer, there's a link right there. Megan, how are things going at Share and at the foundation?
Great, great. I was just thinking about the Free Clinic of Central Virginia was our first Century Fund winner about 5 years ago. They were the first, and that was for transformational improvement of the facility. So it was a facade on the outside. So when you drive, you know, you drive past Main Street, you see that gorgeous building, and then rooms inside,
complete renovation
inside that was able to be done, you know, in complete. Completed, I guess, with that Century Fund. So we just wrapped up the applications for Century Fund last week, and the committee of made up of board members and committee and community members are reviewing the Century Fund applications, and we should know in the next few months who the recipient of that $100,000 grant will be.
Wow.
We've now entered the spring cycle of our grant funding. So if you're a nonprofit that is on a spring or a fall cycle, you're able to receive grant funding either or seasons. And that deadline is March 15th. We also have scholarships that are available. We the foundation gives about 50 scholarships to high school students in the region per year. And the best way to do that is to contact guidance counselors. All the guidance counselors are well educated on all the different opportunities that are, you know, we might have someone who has given funds to support a softball player going to an in-state university, or, you know, it's sometimes it's very specific what they've designated in honor or memory of, you know, of someone.
Yeah.
And so all of the guidance counselors have that criteria, but you can also read more at LynchburgFoundation.org to learn what opportunities are available. We've had very generous donors over the last 51 years start scholarships for high school students. And that's both colleges and technical education as well. And for Share Greater Lynchburg, we have our spring mixer tomorrow at the Hillcat Stadium. We still have a few spots available if folks want to come to that. That's going to be 9 to 11 a.m. And they can sign up on any of our social platforms or through our website. And that's just to give us an idea and who's, you know, who's coming. And that's, we're going to be talking with Hillcats about their community champions program and the opportunity to pick a game this season that will help benefit your nonprofit organization. It's also a great time to just fellowship and connect. We've had some really cool organic projects start at these mixers, like our Animeals program through the Humane Society and Meals on Wheels.
Yeah.
And a few cool things that come out of these just mixers, just by getting in the same space with each other. We have lunch and learns every month, and those can be found on our website as well. And we'll have this written up in our Thursday newsletter with links to sign up, links to volunteer, and all the information you need to be at the Colon Cancer 5K.
And I didn't just update your crawl on the fly right now, right this second, to update it to reflect the 174 nonprofit organizations that are now on the Share platform.
Yes, we've just had the Trillium Collective
join us. Honestly, I didn't just update it. I didn't do
that. Yes, we have had two sign on in the last week. So that's continuing to grow. We have a few more in the pipeline. So hopefully we'll be to 180 before too long.
That's, if you are part of a nonprofit organization and you are not utilizing the Share Greater Lynchburg platform, you should be. Number one, it's free. Two, it is a kind of a one-stop shop for anything nonprofit in the area. If folks want to learn volunteer opportunities, even at the board level, if they want to learn about different nonprofit organizations, and you know, maybe it's something that is close, you know, near and dear to your heart, you can just go on sharegreaterlynchburg.org and search it, and you'll find an organization. And again, if you're part of an organization that's not on the Share platform, reach out to Megan and get on there today. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Each and every Tuesday, Megan stops by, gives us an update, and shares with us a local nonprofit. We really, really appreciate everything that y'all do.
It is
the Mike Show coming up. A little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned.